The IRS does an about-face on facial recognition. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. The IRS announced on Monday it's dropping plans to require taxpayers to sign up for and use facial recognition software. The plan had been to require people to use a service provided by a third-party company, ID.me, to verify their identities to access documents or make payments online. It was already being rolled out for people who created new online accounts this year and was going to kick in for existing accounts by this summer. Tanya Riley is a privacy and cybersecurity reporter at CyberScoop. She says the decision comes after backlash from advocates and lawmakers over data privacy concerns.
The idea that the IRS wanted to use facial recognition just so people could log onto an account to see their tax records was not one that was very well received by privacy advocates, civil liberties advocates, and maybe more surprisingly, members from both parties in Congress. There were a lot of concerns about this such a massive amount of Americans' data being collected by a third-party private company. And here we're talking about biometric data. This isn't something like your credit card number that, you know, if it gets stolen, you can replace it. You can't replace your face in quite the same way. And so there were a lot of concerns, you know, what is this company? What are they doing to secure this data? Why does the IRS need to use facial recognition? And there just weren't many answers from the agency. So we saw a lot of lawmakers acting quite swiftly to try to get those answers and privacy and security advocates saying, hey, this is a really bad idea.
And so what is the IRS doing now?
So the IRS announced on Monday that it would no longer be using the service ID.me. And what it's going to do instead is develop a separate identity verification process that doesn't require facial recognition. We don't know exactly what that's going to look like yet. The IRS said it's working with other government agencies. So there's not quite a sense of, you know, we don't have a new company name or a new product name, but we know that this next one isn't going to require facial recognition technology. And in the interim, they want people to know that they can still file their taxes, that they should not interrupt the tax process. But in terms of, you know, long-term changes, we're going to see a much different system going forward.
It begs the question, why didn't they just do that to begin with?
Yeah, so I think that's a question a lot of people had initially. So the federal government does have its own login service. It's called login.gov, which sounds fake, but it's a real program. One of the problems is that that service did not have the same level of verification technology. So it couldn't do face matching in the way that ID.me does. It doesn't necessarily require facial recognition, and login.gov has very explicitly said it won't use facial recognition. It just wasn't quite ready for full use yet. So I think now we're going to see a stronger investment in that program. And hopefully moving forward, there's a little more interest, I think, from lawmakers in seeing the government build out this kind of technology on its own rather than sourcing it out to the private sector.
The IRS is not the only government agency that uses ID.me, right?
That's correct. There are 9 other federal agencies that use it, including the Social Security Administration and the Department of Veterans Affairs. There are also 30 different states that use it, primarily for unemployment benefits. From what I hear from activists, kind of the next step in this is trying to get these other agencies to cancel their contracts, pressing lawmakers to ask these other agencies, you know, what's going on with your contracts? Why is this being used? We also still don't have a lot of answers in terms of why the IRS decided to use facial recognition in the first place. So I think, you know, we're going to see some questions that need to be answered there in terms of how did this happen.
I can't help but wonder, if this was being used in 9 other government agencies in all of these states, why was it its use by the IRS that triggered all this backlash?
I think part of the issue with the state use is that we've known for a while that individuals in different states were having issues with this technology, but I don't think people quite saw as a comprehensive picture. And then for some of these other agencies, the uses weren't as explicit as, like, you know, people thought they were going to have to sign onto ID.me just to file taxes with the IRS. And anytime you talk about taxes and privacy, I think you're going to get people on both sides of the political spectrum very interested. And so I think this was just a matter of timing and activists being able to mobilize very quickly to bring attention to it, lawmakers paying attention to it very quickly, which we all know doesn't happen quite that often. So it was just kind of the perfect storm of everyone stepping back and saying, wait a minute, we're not sure this should be happening.
So this isn't the first time that ID.me has faced some public criticism over its software. What's been their defense typically?
ID.me has been emphatic in face of all criticism that they are offering the best technology that the government can use right now to clamp down on fraud, to provide individuals with a faster way of getting to government services. In terms of their product's accuracy, in terms of their customer service, they've been very just consistently emphatic that their product is accurate, that there aren't concerns with racial bias, and that they're giving the government something that it just can't do on its own right now.
Tanya Riley is a reporter with CyberScoop. And now for some related links. We have the official statement from the IRS about this transition, as the agency is calling it, which emphasizes the change will not interfere with taxpayers' ability to file their return this year or pay taxes. So, sorry, you can't use this as an excuse. And this story is moving pretty quickly, so we'll also link to Tanya's reporting on CyberScoop with the latest on this. And for a bit more on how ID.me became the government's go-to on facial recognition, we'll link to a Bloomberg story that gets into that history. ID.me, for its part, has been highlighting the cases of attempted fraud its identity verification services have interrupted, including people who try to use costume masks to trick the software. ID.me told us four states have credited the company with helping prevent $210 billion in fraud. One thing that came up as I was talking with Tanya is that it's not quite clear yet what happens to all the taxpayer biometric data ID.me already has. She says under federal regulations, had the contract stayed in place, the company would have kept that data for 7.5 years. We asked the company what happens to that data now, and a spokesperson told us to check with the IRS. But it's tax season and they are a little busy, so we may have to wait a bit to find out. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.